Support for KBIA's podcast of Off the Clock comes from PS Gallery. PS Gallery features three-month exhibits of local, regional, and national artists in all media, including jewelry. PS Gallery is located at 1025 East Walnut in the North Village Arts District. More information can be found at perlostevensgallery.com or at 573-442-4831.
You're listening to KBIA's Off the Clock, a weekly guide to arts and culture across the state. I'm Scarlett Robertson. He's an actor, playwright, best-selling author, award-winning stand-up comedian, and popular political commentator. Lewis Black has done it all. He's ranted and raved on Broadway, in two HBO specials, and on a regular basis for Comedy Central's The Daily Show. His new tour, In God We Rust, stops in Columbia next week. I spoke to him about politics, his fans, and God. What are you talking about on your tour?
Humor, laughter. I try to make a case for the fact that the entire country has ADD, that we have a lack of leadership, but the reason we can't get anything done as a people is because we have ADD. I used to kind of make it about the Democrats and the Republican parties, the leaders, and I criticized them, and now I kind of spend a little time criticizing the folks who are in the audience who are actually Democrats and Republicans, because I'm trying to get at the root of the whole problem.
So how do you prepare for your tours? I assume watching the debates is, you know, required.
I watch them a bit. I can only do it so much. I can't handle it anymore. I'm too old to watch that kind of thing. I can't watch the debates because they're not debates. You don't debate for a minute and a half, 2 minutes, 3 minutes. It's ludicrous. There's nothing to be gained from it. It's like high school. It really emulates high school. It's intolerable. Meanwhile, nothing's discussed. Nothing.
What's your fan base like?
It's about 12 to 95, and that's not an exaggeration. There are kids galore who show up with their parents, their kids who bring their parents who bring their kids. There's three generations. I am the oddest family comic in America.
You do sort of span the generations. That could be maybe
your... It is. It's wild. I mean, it's not something I didn't like consciously set out to do that, but I'm thrilled about it.
Can you tell me about how your show, your performances, how they've affected other people? Have you gotten letters or feedback about how you've influenced other people's lives?
Yeah, I have. It's weird if you're a comic. A lot of comics get the kind of letters that, you know, there's something horrible happened and they listen to you, and it really makes it easier on them to deal with what they have to deal with. And laughter has been a big, you know, that they, whatever my humor is, has kind of helped them through hard times. Or the thing that I think probably is that, you know, when I get a few teachers who wrote and said that I'm the first book that they sat down and read.
Oh, wow.
Which is appalling when you think about it, but I'm thrilled, you know, but it's still like, you know, these are kids who don't read and they're reading. And so that's that kind of, and a lot of stuff from the troops who really have been a strong part of my fan base.
I know in the past you've said you don't think a comic can be a crusader. Why not? And I only ask why not because I think of like Jon Stewart and what he did with, was it Crossfire? Why can't a comic be a crusader?
And a comic can. I can't.
You can't. Okay.
Yeah. I can't do it. And even Jon wouldn't think that, you know, even Jon would just, you know, that's even Jon said that he felt, at that point, if I'm not misquoting him, that when he was on Crossfire, that he, you know, that he felt like he went over the top. You know, you can't really. I've had moments where I've been at these kind of Q&A events, and someone will say something that is just, you know, where I snap, where I really the anger becomes real, and it's I don't think that my place is to. My place is, if they're not laughing, I'm screwed. That's the bottom line. And I think that hopefully what I do is provide, like The Daily Show provides or Colbert provides, some form of insulation from what is an informational bombardment.
So growing up, what was it like in your house? Did you guys discuss topics around the dinner table? Were you very active?
Well, yeah, we would talk about stuff, but mostly, like a lot of what it really was, in some senses, was Walter Cronkite was on, and then Nixon would come on, and then my mother would just start yelling. Serious. She'd be marching around giving speeches, but with the three of us, my father and my brother and I, they're eating.
When you're not performing, how do you stay relaxed? And, you know, people think of you as this very tense person on the verge of a stroke, which we all know you have fine blood pressure. But what
yes.
is that how you kind of deal with your stress by performing? And then when it's done, you can walk away from it and be not, you know, not focus on it, not get angry, wound up, et cetera, about what pisses you off?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I kind of get a little wound up and a bit angry. You know, there's certain things that'll just set me off. It's why I don't watch the full debate. I'll just, you know, just run around the room barking. It really does. I mean, it does help to stand there, and also because I, you know, spend part of each day, you know, thinking about it, and you know, trying to find ways in which I can deal with it. If I make it funny to myself, then that helps. I mean, because all humor really does is allow to take you take a step away from what's around you, and allows you possibly at least the ability to go back and deal with it.
Religion seems to be a recurring theme in your work, in your books, and now in your tour. Have your feelings on it changed as you've gotten older?
Yeah, I mean, I'm certainly more open. You know, as much as I make, you know, fun of stuff. Whatever helps is fine by me. Whatever people have that help them through the night. It's just when they use it to browbeat others, or when one religion says that the other religion is going to hell. It's like, really? Then I'm sorry, you don't get it.
So, is there a God?
There's something. There's got to be. This is, if there isn't, it's kind of weird. There's so much going on around us that it's such a world that it just makes you ask too many questions for there not to be some sort of an answer.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me.
Thank you very much.
That was comedian Lewis Black. He'll be in Columbia February 2nd performing at the Missouri Theater. And that's it for Off the Clock this week. Thanks for listening and have a good weekend. Someone to be.